White, Topsom, Maine, December 14th, 1867. Dear son Edson, our effort in this place closed last evening, and I am weary and worn. Our labors have been very wearing. I have had the heaviest amount of labor to perform. Have tried earnestly to bring souls to the point to decide to take their position on the truth. Several acknowledge the things they have heard are all so, but are waiting a more favorable opportunity. I have been attending meetings through the day and evenings. Spoke last Sunday in the social meeting and prayed. Spoke in the afternoon upon health reform, 1 hour and a half. Also in the evening upon dress reform, above 1 hour. Several said that they had heard more truth since we came to the place than for 40 years in the past. But they hesitate to obey. We had still another meeting last night. I spoke to the people 1 half hour. The weight of the work is upon me day and night. I was so exhausted yesterday, I lay down to rest, and in about 30 minutes awoke myself, exhorting the people to take their position upon the truth. Last night I was laboring for the people all night. I did not obtain sleep until midnight. I have practiced arising at 4 o'clock and devote the time to writing in the forenoon. I must lay off some of this care, this pressure. We leave for Falmouth today. We have meetings appointed there tomorrow and in the evening. Then we go on our way to Washington. I hope, my dear boy, you will be earnest in your efforts to live a Christian life, to develop a good Christian character. Be not vacillating, changeable. Be steady in your purpose. Think more than you express. Let your movements be the result of calm thought and prayerful consideration. In regard to your attending school, I would say, do not think of this unless you have a firmness of purpose, moral courage, firmness, and independence, while realizing your duty to perform and carry it out in your daily life. I fear, Edson, to have you bored at Sister Amidon's. If you can, stay at Brother Graham's. If you have not made the change, do not do so. Ella is affectionate. She may think too much of you, and you of her. My dear son, be cautious, be modest, be teachable. Oh, my son, we are preparing to associate with heavenly angels in the pure, holy city of God. Christ is our pattern, our great example. Imitate his life of self-denial, of doing others good. We do not think of calling at Battle Creek now. If you can attend school, trusting in the strength of God instead of your own strength, we have no objection. But can't you study and recite your lessons without attending school? I merely suggest, I want you to feel that a responsibility rests upon you to act conscientiously in the fear of God for yourself. You are about to commence a new year. Oh, do it with new resolutions, firm purpose, and high resolves. We are anxious for you to study and obtain a more thorough education, but the past makes us tremble for the future. Have you firmness and decision to resist the temptations to which attending school may expose you? God help you to meditate and pray and to make decisions in His fear and for His glory and your own good. Move cautiously, I entreat of you. If you are balanced by a firm principle, you can go through terms at school without losing your faith. If you are not thus settled, rooted, grounded, and built up in Christ, you will fail. You will lose your faith and perhaps your soul. Dear son, I send you a Christmas present. Accept the same from your loving mother. If you have purchased one, sell it if you can without losing on it. Your mother. Be careful of your means. Don't lay out one penny needlessly. Don't make Christmas presents yourself, for you cannot afford it.